We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John Heyman, insider for Odyssey Sports and MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, co-host of the Big Time Baseball Podcast.
From the championship team of 2016, was there anything you could have done to keep one or more of these guys?
It's a really hard time to try to sign guys to an extension. They were not in the mind space at that point.
Curb your enthusiasm, enthusiast.
You hate people.
Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend John Heyman. And he, of course, is an Odyssey MLB insider. And insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John's also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn. And he's covering entire Major League Baseball, which is no small task. And John, of course, joins us on the Score Hotline, which is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. John, always a delight, buddy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're holding up. You know, I want to get to some of the Jed Hoyer stuff, but I just wanted to get your opinion. The Athletic did a rating of everybody's offseason, and everyone got like a, you know, there's some A's. Everybody got a B. There was a couple of C's and C minuses. The Rockies got a D, and the one team that, you know, you were hoping for more from, they got an F. That's the Chicago White Sox. F for the offseason. Come on, man.
That's not a very good grade. I guess they took a shot with Clevinger, and that looks like a mistake. So, you know, if that's your big move, I it's probably hard to argue. You know, but the off season doesn't mean that the season's not going to be good, right? So, you know, and they lost to Abreu too, right? So, I give him a D minus. F's a bit harsh.
John, where is this Mike Clevinger thing going? We have yet to hear from the White Sox in person. They issued a statement. MLB continues, presumably, its investigation into the domestic abuse and child abuse allegations. We have seen this before with Trevor Bauer and placing him on administrative leave. What do you expect to happen in the next couple of weeks before spring training with Mike Clevinger?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing their investigation, and, you know, it's difficult to predict how long it'll take or what the result will be. There have been occasional cases where guys were not suspended, where there was not enough evidence, or, you know, potentially the fellow was innocent. So I think Puig was investigated one time, and he happened to be innocent of that particular allegation. I'm not saying he's completely innocent, but, you know, in most of these cases, it does result in a suspension. That doesn't mean it will in this case, but, most of them are, you know, some portion of the season. Trevor Bauer was the exception, where the original suspension encompassed two seasons, and then was pared down to 194 games, which is still more than a season. That's a rarity. You've got to really be a recidivist, a real problem to get that kind of a penalty. Most of the penalties are closer to 15, 30 games or something of that order. But, again, I don't know all the facts here, so I'm not going to guess at what the result will be.
on the same format, the Cubs got a B, and the Cubs spent some money and they went out. And you know, I'm curious if you like what they've done. I know you've talked to Jed. They've got he says Cody Bellinger's showing up at the crack of dawn. He's working on his swing. He's going to get better. They think that they've picked up. What do they spend? They spend a ton of money, and they think they've improved their team significantly. The goal now is to get to the playoffs. It's a different offseason than we've seen from the Cubs in a couple of years.
Yeah, I would have given them an A. I don't know. Maybe I'm an easy grader, but you know, I've come on your show many times and knocked them for not spending. So now you can't very well say, well, as long as they spent reasonably, that you're critical of it. I like what they've done. Dansby Swanson, I think, obviously the big move, and he's trending in the right direction. He was as good as or better than Correa and Turner and Bogarts last year. You know, so that was a great signing. That was the guy they were kind of focused on all along, as we've suggested. You know, they did a lot of things. Tyone is a solid pitcher. You know, unfortunately, or fortunately for him, solid pitchers really get a lot of money. And he chose the Cubs instead of the Phillies, who'd offered more money, a little bit more, I think $1 million more per year. So, you know, a lot of guys want to be a Cub. A lot of guys want to play in Wrigley. That was true of Hosmer. And on our podcast, Jed said that Hosmer, they expect to play against right-handed pitching to start and see how it goes. They got him on the minimum deal, which, you know, you can't argue with that. So I don't know. B seems kind of harsh to me. I mean, the F I can get, but I think the B was pretty tough.
John, I'm glad you brought that up, because you have been tough on the Cubs on this show and other platforms, and I think it's been merited at times. And so I wonder, when you got into that conversation with Jed Hoyer, did that come up? And did he talk about, if not the direct criticism from you, but just how he has evolved or his decision-making changed from, you know, they did have a very good offseason, but I think at one point in time they decided they had to.
Yeah, I mean, my criticism didn't come up. I like to try to make these interviews somewhat comfortable, and usually I'm one with Joel Sherman. I'm actually playing the good guy, so I didn't bring that up. But I think he understands my criticism was more about their spending level, considering their revenue base, that they just don't spend enough, that they frankly don't try hard enough, and that's more of an ownership question. I would say that last year I would not have signed Stroman. I would not have signed, and he was fine, but I would not have signed Frazier. I keep forgetting his first name. I think it's Jackson Frazier now. Used to be Clint. I didn't like their offseason last year, so I might not have given him an F, but close to it. But my criticisms are generally about the lack of spending for a team that has very, very good revenues, more than the GM. And, you know, they all understand it's part of the job anyway to be in the eye of the storm. We had Chaim Bloom on the week before, and those were questions for him, because he's really in the eye of the storm. I don't think people generally blame Hoyer for what's gone on with the Cubs, although obviously he doesn't get much credit lately either. It's been a while since 2016, which we did talk about that.
And they've got a farm system that's in good shape, right? I think they've got a top 10 farm system, and you look at them and you think, you know, their top three prospects are all outfielders. So they've done some stopgap stuff that will allow them to then kind of transition into a team with a different outfield altogether. You know, maybe Suzuki's contract's pretty long, but it's interesting to see the way they will improve internally.
Yeah, you know, normally stopgap stuff is not it's not warrant praise, but in this case, you know, in their division, they may have a shot with that stopgap stuff, and they do have some good prospects. That was an excellent trade for Pete Crow Armstrong in particular. I think Alcantara is highly regarded in the outfield, so they definitely have prospects. They made good moves. You know, I think Barnhart is a good defensive catcher that's kind of under the radar. He did not have a good year last year, so they got him kind of on a bargain. as the new catcher. And, you know, it was interesting that they never made a play for Contreras, who's obviously been a very productive catcher. And, you know, he didn't really address that. I don't know that we didn't ask it or he didn't address it. But, you know, I the more I think about it, that B is pretty tough for the Cubs. I think they had a very nice winter and did the right thing to fill in some holes for now. And then there'll be some reinforcements coming in. And look, they were actually pretty good over the last couple months, right? So I like their manager. They've got good outfield prospects, and I like their moves. So let's try to think positively about the Cubs, more than a B.
John, I want to go back to the Mike Clevenger thing because of your experience in covering stories like this one. What is the appropriate level of responsibility, or should we hold the Sox responsible for doing due diligence in a case where they signed him to a $12 million contract, and this was an investigation that began last summer? I just wonder, do you look at this as part of the Sox should have known, or they should have done more background checking? Should they have asked the right questions? We're struggling here to figure out exactly what the Sox should have done, or do you understand that the confidentiality that these investigations carry prevented them from finding out what they needed to?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly confidentiality when it comes to these investigations, and there's no reason to think that they should have known that this case was going on. You know, I will say, you know, he has been kind of he's had issues in the past. You know, he was the guy who went out with Zach Plesac during the pandemic, and he was disciplined for that. You'd have to go back and look at the history of it, and I don't know if they did or if they were put off by it. If they did do that, there was a history of some social media complaints from a different ex of his while he was were they Indians at the time? I guess so. While he was with Cleveland. So there, you know, if you did a lot of research in terms of social media, or maybe interviewed the Guardians guys, I know that they're rivals, so I don't know if you could really ask them about it. That they could have found out, and you know, that's a bit of a red flag. It's not like this. It's not like this kind of an allegation where a suspension could be coming. That I don't think they could have known. So. You know, I would say that they should take some responsibility because, you know, he did not have a perfect track record, even from what we knew publicly.
John, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
All right. Good talking to you guys. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.